Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you. Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air, and just kind of hanging out and enjoying ourselves up here at WNFL in Green Bay. Going to be here tonight for the cigar event going on at Prohibition Spirits and Cigars tonight. Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger, yours truly, both going to be there. And we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a Q&A. It's kind of like Vegas. Just, you know, whatever you want to know, whatever questions you have, whatever inside info we can give you, whatever it is, we'll chat about it tonight. So it should be a lot of fun. It's the first time doing this over there. So come on out, say hi. And really, really looking forward to it. I know Gary is. Besides just getting to hang out with you guys and girls, Gary and I just, we enjoy this type of atmosphere. It's fun. It's relaxing. We're going to have a good time. Really, really looking forward to it. Marquette fan, got a question for you. Where do you think the program is, and what is your expectation next season? I mean, it's that simple. We had asked about it going in because, you know, with the talent coming in, the talent that they have, I know this season didn't end the way you had hoped. They had some hiccups along the way. When we had Wojo on the other day, he had said, look, we won some big games last year. We didn't have those on our resume this year. Therefore, it didn't get us into the tournament, which means we didn't have the opportunity to play. I know Steve Novak is on the record saying, you know, when it comes to playing in the NIT and maybe going and winning an NIT versus getting into the NCAA tournament, he as a player, he is a guy that's been there, done it. He said, look, all you do is want to get into the NCAA tournament. Going to the NIT, winning the NIT, getting a few games, it keeps your season going. You're still playing, you know, basketball with the guys. But in the grand scheme of things, it's about the NCAA tournament. So what is your expectation? Where do you think the program is? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk. I want to get back into that, get into that discussion. Don't forget, coming up in a little bit, I also want to talk some NFL football. And I want to ask you about the rules changes, because I think it's interesting. There's some things to get into when it comes to the catch rule. They're talking about eliminating the kickoff altogether. How is that going to play out if they do? Still haven't shown specific statistical information about how kickoffs are so much more dangerous than pretty much any other play in the game. Also, if you have been kind of doing some homework, you go back maybe 7, 8, 9 years when they were really, you know, when the kickoff line was back and the guys were returning kicks, they had just about every team in the league had 40-plus kickoff returns. Last year there was only seven teams that had 40 or more kickoff returns. I mean, they basically eliminated that portion of the game. Now, I don't think you can eliminate it altogether for the fact that what do you do about onside kicks? What do you do about that last gasp effort at the end of a ball game? I don't know if you can eliminate that. So, anyway, we'll get into that discussion coming up here in a little bit and talk about that. Also, some Brewers news. Wade Miley was having, we were down at camp a couple of weeks ago. Man, Wade Miley was the talk. I mean, Craig Counsell was extremely high on him. You know, David Stearns was extremely high on him. As a matter of fact, Craig Counsell was the one that had said that Wade Miley goes away in the offseason, looks himself in the mirror and says, I stunk. And then comes back, you know, setting the world on fire, having a terrific camp. I mean, he had earned himself a spot on the roster and then goes down with a groin tear, not a pull, a tear. Now, pull basically is a tear, but it's a mild strain, it's mild fraying, if you will, of the muscle. But he's got a groin tear, and that is tough to come back from, especially as a pitcher who uses his legs and abdominal muscles so much. So man, you feel so bad for a guy that really turns himself around and makes the effort to better his season and just says, okay, I'll bet on myself, I'm coming back, and then to have this happen. So that's a tough blow for the Milwaukee Brewers. I want to get into that as well. Also, we're going to hear from Morgan Burnett. Morgan Burnett signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Packers secondary still looking rather weak. We're going to talk with Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes from now, so stay tuned for that. And Radio Joe Zanzola gets a chance to talk to a couple of different Brewers. Kyle Wren, because the question is, who the hell is Kyle Wren? And then Brett Phillips, the famous voice, now actor, as he plays the key role in that the little clip that the Brewers put together with the salute to the Sandlot. So you're going to hear from Brett Phillips coming up here in just a little bit. As far as Wojo goes, though, Marquette fan, where you at? Where you at? What are you expecting out of Marquette this year? What are you expecting out of Marquette this year? True Golden Eagle says, hell no. Did you see the team he coached when he walked in the door? Buzz left the team with nothing, and you can say what you want about Wojo, but he's found a way to get talent to Marquette basketball. This team is moving in the right direction. I'll give you that, because when Buzz left, Buzz had had enough. Buzz had had enough. He was out the door. He blamed the media. He blamed a lot of people. He was not happy here. He was not, in any way, shape, or form, stocking the cupboard, so to speak, for the next season. He knew he was on his way. He went less. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think he took less money to go to Virginia Tech at the time, because people said, well, why are you doing that? Where the pressure seemed to be least, not more. 855-830-8648 and the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. This one is from Pablo, who says, as a Golden Eagle fan, I'm looking forward to next season. I think they've got a lot of talent. I think the expectation is Sweet 16. Correct me if I'm wrong. They play in one of the best basketball conferences in all of the NCAA. And going through that conference should prepare them well for the tournament. I think next year they're going to be ready to run. This one's from Josh, who says, yes, I think Wojo has had a lot of talent. I think he should be on the hot seat. I think every coach who has a subpar year should be on the hot seat, barring massive injury. Josh feels he should be on the hot seat. Alex writes, no, Wojo is a great guy. I think he's a great teacher. I think he's a great coach. Give him a little more time. I think he hasn't had enough to get his guys in there, had to change the culture. Wait a minute. Change what culture? The culture was really good. They had one bad season. They had the cupboard wasn't necessarily stocked real well, but Crean gave it to Buzz. Buzz took off with it. He did really, really well. And they had one bad season when Buzz was on his way out the door. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think Marquette has a quote losing culture. It's not like you're the 70s and 80s Packers. It's not like you're the late 80s, early 90s Brewers. Your culture was you were pretty much a tournament-bound team. You were playing in a very, very good conference. Yeah, there was a little bit of shakeup in your conference and obviously a shakeup in your coaching staff, but for the most part, your culture didn't change. Your expectation didn't change. Corey tweets us, at @Bill_Michaels, it's going to be Wojo's fifth year next year, right? Time to put up or shut up. Josh, I'm happy with the progress of Wojo, but next season he has his best talent. If they add a grad transfer, they can be a top 25 team and make a deep run. That's what I expect. This one's from Drew, who says, looking forward to next season, time for Wojo to shine. I think he's going to step onto the stage big time. A lot of optimism. 855-830-8648. You can also get a hold of us on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can get a hold of us on the Facebook fan page as well. Chime in over there, obviously. and get a hold of us the old-fashioned way, Bill Michaels at BillMichaelsSports.com. That's Bill Michaels at BillMichaelsSports.com. This portion of the program brought to you by Marshfield Clinic Health System, their orthopedic department. Fix me up. Got me back in the game. Feeling great. Call them 855-MC-ORTHO or go to MarshfieldClinic.org. 855-MC-ORTHO or go to MarshfieldClinic.org and see if they can do for you what they did for me. Great people over there at the Marshfield Clinic. This one's from Mark. Mark says on the Wendy's email inbox, Woj is a great guy. Woj is a very likable guy. Is Wojo a good coach? I don't know yet. He's going to have the most talent he's ever had with the Marquette program coming in next season. If they can add a piece or two, it is going to be a top 10 team, I believe. I think this team has 3 wins in the NCAA tournament in them. Anything less will be considered a failure. I think that injuries do play a part of this, but I think they're going to be deep enough and shoot enough next year that they're not going to have to worry about some of those same issues. Good coach? Question mark. The jury is still out. Next year will be the telltale sign. There you go. Let's go to Dominique in Madison. Dominic, how you doing today? What's going on?
Not much, Bill. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's happening?
Big Marquette fan, but I like to give Wojo some love. I mean, this guy came in, took a team from Buzz Williams. Half the team transferred when Buzz left. All the top recruits that Buzz had in left. Wojo came in and actually recruited hard in the state. Got Harry Ellison. Can't help he's the one that done. But he brought in talent. Signed Sam Hauser, which Wisconsin passed on. Got Joey Hauser. I mean, I think the team is moving in a great direction. Everyone is down because of a down season and not excited about making the tournament. But, I mean, we had sophomores. I mean, you can't expect to stay at the top. And prior to that season that Buzz left us high and dry, we were still below average. So I'm excited for the way Wojo has coached his team up and has brought in some talent, and I think we're heading in the right direction.
All right. Well, positive notes there. Appreciate the phone call. Positive notes regarding Wojo. I think a lot of Marquette fans, it's interesting because I see what I'm seeing come across the screen in my Twitter feed, my emails and such. I think it's probably 70-30 people in favor of the program and where it's going. And the 30% are saying, look, it's time to win, time to be consistently considered or at least mentioned when it comes to the NCAA tournament. More on this when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show right after this. Welcome back to the program. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad to have you. Hopefully you are enjoying the day. And for those of you here in Green Bay, hopefully you're going to enjoy the evening with us. Going to be live over at Prohibition Spirits and Cigars tonight, 7 to 9. Now, the event starts at 5. You can come in and get there early. It's $35 for the ticket. And I was just sitting here talking to a couple of people from WNFL. And they're going to have a nice stage set up. Gary Ellerson and I are going to be sitting there on a couple of bar stools. It's almost like a Ron White concert, if you know who Ron White is. The comedian. A couple of glasses of scotch, a couple of cigars, ashtray in between. We're going to have a good time. Really looking forward to it. But come on out. You get some cigars. You get some beverages. And that all included, by the way, in the price of the ticket. And we're gonna have a lot of fun, and it's just gonna be a cute. Mark Daniels from WNFL is going to be joining us tonight. Mark Daniels, I guess, Joe, is going to be the master of ceremony this evening. Wonder if Mark's gonna have his cue card there, you know, his cards in front of him and firing off the questions and such. But we're gonna have a good time tonight, and Mark Daniels will be there. I'll be there. Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, gonna be there, and then hopefully you're a face in the crowd tonight as well. And tickets, I am told, are limited. So come on out, or just go to Prohibition Spirits, or Prohibition GB, actually, Prohibition GB, and that's the front of their website. You can go right there on the front, click on it, the La Polina Cigar Event, click on that, and you can go and order tickets, or you can just give them a call and check it out for yourself. But it should be a lot of fun tonight. Come on out to Prohibition Spirits and Cigar Lounge this evening. 5 to 9 here in Green Bay. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. On the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. By the way, the Packers have officially announced all the different signings and such. Muhammad Wilkerson is going to be available via conference call today, so he's going to address the media for the first time. So you're going to hear from him, probably more so tomorrow in the show, not so much today, but he'll be there. This one is from our friends Chris, who says, MU is Joey Hauser, the Bailey Suns coming, which will give them something they're lacking, bigs with athleticism. Helt and Fromm are serviceable, but not particularly gifted with quick feet, scoring potential, expectations, finishing in the top four in the Big East, win at least one tournament game. Wojo, he's bringing in good recruits and needs to restore the program to what it once was under Buzz and Crean. That is our buddy Chris from Eau Claire giving us a shout. Jimmy writes, I am a big believer in what's going on over at Marquette. However, it's all about the results. I think they're headed in the right direction. Much like the Bucks, I just have to wait and see. This one's from Brian, who says, I believe Marquette is moving things in a positive way. I just think they need a few more big wins, and then they're back on top, and we'll be talking about Marquette basketball being a powerhouse yet again. Isn't it funny how things go cyclical? The Badgers were so good for so long, and now they're down. Marquette is on the rise. UWM was high for a while, and then they went down. Now they're coming back. I think things, as far as basketball goes, in the state of Wisconsin are pretty damn good. There you go. That is from Brian. Brian, appreciate the email. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. On the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. Let's go to Tom, listening to us in Loyal, Wisconsin. Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, how are you? Always enjoy listening to your program.
Thank you. I'm doing well.
I think Marquette's headed in the right direction. I believe they play in Maui next year in November, if I'm not mistaken about that. And that might give us some indication as to what the team's going to be like, because there's always good teams in Maui. What they really need to do, I know they're going to have outside shooters, but they had outside shooters this year. They need to get some good rebounding and some inside offense, because they were sorely lacking in that. And if that aspect would pick up, I think that their outside shooting would even be more effective.
Yeah, they had. Isn't it funny, though, and appreciate the phone call, but isn't it funny that we say, well, they've always had good outside shooting? No, they haven't. I mean, Joe, how many times have you and I talked about this team in need of outside shooting? They couldn't hit from beyond the arc. They were struggling at the three. Now they've got guys that can shoot from beyond the arc, but now people are, yeah, they need the bigs. They need the glass cleaner. They don't have that. They need a few guys that are athletic on the inside. Now we're saying just the opposite. I think Marquette's going to be a good program next year. I'm excited about it. I think that with the injuries that are coming back from the Wisconsin Badgers program as well, I think guard is going to have a bounce back year next year also. 855-830-8648. D-Dash says, if you look at the roster and talent Buzz left Marquette, you can understand why MU got off to a rough start. But after this year, talent is not an issue with Marquette. I expect top recruiting class in the state and top three finish in the Big East moving forward. Brian says Theo John's going to be a beast next year. Dude is only a freshman. He's going to be the man. This was from Jason, who says Marquette's got some good recruits coming in, and I'm feeling strong about the program. I wonder if MU is going to be able to have Wojo the time to be able to make sure he gets the wins to support the roster. If I'm reading this correctly, it's written a little weird, but if I'm reading this correctly, I think what you're saying is Marquette going to give him enough time to go ahead and develop the guys that he has? Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what you do with what you have. I mean, if you get wins and you continue to trend in the right direction, yeah, you're going to have all the time in the world. But if you're not winning and you believe you and everybody believes you have talent and you can't get that talent to mesh, you're going to be out of a job. Just, I mean, I know it's the pros, it's apples to oranges somewhat, but just look at what's going on right now with Joe Prunty and company. You know, they believe they have some talent. We all believe they have some talent, but it's just not meshing right now for whatever reason. Injuries, you know, things haven't gone their way. I don't want to say guys are giving up, but at times they look lethargic. They look like they just are kind of going through the motions sometimes. Some things just don't seem to be functional. So, you know, if you don't get it done, you're going to be out of a job. There's a certain level of expectations. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. Give us a shout. By the way, coming up after the bottom of the hour, we're going to hear from Morgan Burnett The Packers, former Packers safety, who is now off to Pittsburgh. And coming up in about 25 minutes, Joe goes one-on-one with one of the Brewers, Kyle Wren, the outfielder, Kyle Wren. And you're going to hear from him coming up here shortly as well. You're probably saying, who? Exactly. Kyle Wren coming up here shortly. Going back to the NFL and talking about Morgan Burnett, and even more so the bigger picture, they are considering some different things. We talked about it yesterday at the end of the program. The rule change came down regarding the catch. And some believe, finally, they got it right. Is it a catch? Does it look like a catch? Walk like a catch? Smell like a catch? Is it a duck? Yes, it's a duck. It's a catch. Now they've given you the minimal football move. And if you catch it and then you're reaching for the pylon, or you're reaching for the end zone, or you're reaching for the out-of-bounds line, or you're reaching for a first down and you drop the ball, that does not constitute an incomplete pass. That is a catch and then a fumble. That's what that is. So remember the Dez Bryant catch, non-catch? We all knew it was a catch. We looked at it, but we knew what the rule was. So therefore, we held our breath and said, that's not a catch, much to the chagrin of many Dallas Cowboys fans. But in essence, when you looked at it, you knew it was a catch, right? It's going back to the, and I use this example all the time, it's going back to the Supreme Court from years ago when they were asked to define what pornography is. And the argument was, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it, right? We knew it when we saw it. That was a catch. And then he took off running after he tucked the ball away and went down with it and dropped the ball. It should have been a catch and then a fumble, but it wasn't. So that being said, the NFL now trying to define a catch. Also, something else that's gaining ground is they are no longer, at least the proposal is, no longer on pass interference are you moving the ball down to the point of the interference. You are now, it's just going to be just like college. It's a 15-yard penalty. Keep going. So no longer can you just hoist it up and hope to pick up 50 yards because somebody goes up and over the back of your wide receiver, which will change the game a little bit late in ball games because you can give up the small chunks, just don't give up the big chunk, which means pass interference can become a little more prevalent. Then you've got the suggestion of targeting. And targeting has not come into this yet, but what they're going to do is all of these shots, the Gronkowski shot, something like that specifically, where maybe the ref didn't catch it, but somebody in New York does, when you look at a replay and say, hey, wait a minute, that guy didn't just raise a forearm. He punched a guy. They can now throw you out via, or well, at least they're going to vote on it, but they want to be able to throw you out of a ball, ejection, right then and there, out of a ball game, if you do something stupid and egregious that maybe the officials just don't catch. So New York wants to be able to do that as well, the long arm of the law coming from the centralized location in New York City, as they're going to be looking at all these different replays. So on one hand, they're trying to speed the game up, trying to get you out of the replay mode, trying to make things a little bit faster and all that kind of stuff. On the other hand, they're going to be looking at a lot more stuff now to figure out what to define, what not to define, who to throw out, who not to throw out, and what is and isn't a catch. So is the NFL getting it right? We'll talk about that when we come back. And we're going to hear from Morgan Burnett, the former safety for your Green Bay Packers, now a Pittsburgh Steelers. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show right after this. Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are on board today. This portion of the program being brought to you by Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state, beyond the borders. You got, whether it's you or maybe a partner, not getting it done, call them. 414-455-4451. They have a location in Green Bay, a location in Milwaukee as well. It's that time of year where you're going to start thinking to yourself, I need some energy, want to get outside, maybe hiking, maybe biking, maybe yard work, whatever it happens to be, you need the energy to do it, and maybe you just don't have it. Tired all the time, the low T treatments, they can certainly help you out. It's just go get checked. That's the best way to find out what you got going on. Just go get checked. Then there's the all-in-one weight loss program, T-shirt season right around the corner. You want to get that taken care of. If you're looking a little heavy in the T-shirt, you call them, 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. Morgan Burnett is now a Pittsburgh Steeler, and he says, hey, look, I'm excited to sign with another great franchise like the Steelers.
You know the history of Pittsburgh, the tradition. You know about the Rooney family and just the players that's here. they have a tradition of winning. Coming from Green Bay, it was the same tradition. But for those guys to be interested in me and want me here, you can't turn nothing like that down. You're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, a very proud city, proud town, great player. So I just wanted to be a part of it and try to earn the respect of my teammates and be accountable as a teammate.
He also says, hey, look, I played safety, played linebacker, played a lot of nickel, got a lot of versatility. Did that appeal to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that plays a role, especially I think in this league, the more you can do, the longer you can stay around. So, like I said, I just try to do the best that I can, try to put my best foot forward. Only thing I can do is just be the best Morgan Burnett that I can be and try to help out the team the best way that I can.
So, that being said, all the different positions that he was playing for Green Bay, which one was he the most comfortable at?
Definitely at safety, of course. That's why I came into the league as a safety. And majority of my time in Green Bay, I was a safety. And it's just I have – things in my toolbox that I'm capable to move around and play different position if need be. But in Green Bay, our defense was interchangeable, so it's not really technically, like in the program it says free and strong, but technically if you're a safety, you got to be able to play both.
So when Morgan Burnett goes to Pittsburgh, what does Mike Tomlin have in store for him? I mean, is he going to be a guy that is going to be playing safety? What's his place going to be?
No, they haven't said anything yet. So now I'm just coming in. Like I said, everything's new. So I'm just coming in, just do my job the best way I can, earn the respect of my teammates, be accountable as a teammate, and earn the respect of the coaches.
What would he prefer playing, though, in all honesty?
It really doesn't matter to me. I mean, I enjoy playing football, so as long as I'm on the field, I'm happy and I'm good to go.
He's got a guy in Sean Davis led, in that secondary for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's there, and Morgan Burnett says, hey, look, when you look at this secondary and look at their defense, he's impressed.
I'm a fan of football, so I watch those guys on TV. Sean Davis is a very athletic guy, and I think he's a versatile guy that can play back, middle of the field, come up playing the box. And they have a lot of great athletes on this team. And like I said, I'm looking forward to coming in and contributing, but also learning and getting better as a player and being around great talent.
How did he feel? How did Morgan Burnett feel when Dom Capers decided to say, hey, we got all these different packages and all that kind of stuff. We're going to move you to linebacker wearing that radio helmet.
It was fine at first when, like you said, it's normally four linebackers. So when they brought it to me, I kind of was like, whoa, that's nothing I'm used to doing. But I mean, it doesn't take long. Only thing you're doing is repeating what you hear in your helmet. And sometimes it can be a tongue twister, but you got to improvise and make sure everybody gets it right.
But why did Dom Capers go to him? Why did he want Morgan Burnett to wear that radio helmet instead of one of the linebackers like Clay or Nick?
Well, it was times because our linebackers were due to injuries. So I was one of the guys that was actually on the field majority of the time. So with the headset, you pretty much need someone that's going to be on the field the whole time. So I was the next guy up, and that was just their job they asked me to do, so I did it.
Now, remember, he was injured his rookie season back in 2010. He did not get a chance to step on the playing field when the Packers won a Super Bowl. So what does he remember about that?
No, I was hurt, like you say, but I just remember just the excitement, the energy. And like I said, that Super Bowl, you can't get any better. You got two historical franchises going against one another. I mean, it was a great game from the finish to the end. I came away with a ring with it, but hopefully, you can change things around. But it was fun watching that Super Bowl, man, and it was a great experience, especially as a rookie, as a young player. It was good to watch.
Now, remember back in 2010, he only played in four games. He had one pick and one pass defended in his rookie season. He was pretty durable the next couple of years, played 16 games both of those seasons. But that was the last time Morgan Burnett has played 16 games. He only played 13 in 2013, 15 games in 2014, 11 games in 2015, 15 games in 2016, and only 12 games. He missed four games last season. And as far as his interceptions go, now granted, playing safety, you don't nearly have as many, but the years that he was playing steadily at five picks in 2011 and 2012 combined, after that, he's got a total of three. The remainder of his career, he's been pretty much banged up, and significantly the stats have dropped off. So, I mean, look, I wanted to see Morgan Burnett return for the right price. But I think the durability, the old adage of, hey, we need guys available. Mike McCarthy talks about it all the time. They need guys available. And the problem with Morgan Burnett has been that he hasn't been available. And even though his tackle numbers have been okay, they've been dwindling. He started out with 78. The first two full years he played, he had 78 tackles and 87 tackles. Then he had 66 in 2013, a significant drop-off. He played 15 games as the strong safety in 2014 with 105 tackles. He had a couple of sacks, or 1.5 sacks. He had 38 assists. He had how many pass defended? He had 5 passes defended that year. He ended up having an interception that year. It was one of his better years statistically. And then after that, his tackles, 47, 68, and 48. Dropping dramatically. I mean, the year of 2015-2017 doesn't even equal his year of 2012. Doesn't even come close to his year of 2014. Those 2 years combined, because he hasn't been available. So Morgan Burnett, while he's been a very versatile player and a pretty good player when he's healthy, hasn't been able to stay healthy. By the way, the stats brought to you by our good friends at AppRoyo. They bring you the stat of the day, and they're implementing SAP and big data solutions to companies just like yours. They can help you take all that information, put it through their sieve, decipher it, give it back to you, and make your business bigger, better, stronger. And they can do that for you if you just call them or check them out on the web. AppRoyo, APPROYO.com, APPROYO.com. They bring you the stat of the day. When we come back, Radio Joe Zinzola gets a chance to go one-on-one with the Brewers outfielder, Kyle Wren. Who the hell's Kyle Wren? More of the Michael Show next. Welcome back to the program. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Broadcasting live at WNFL here in Green Bay. We are glad to have you on board. This portion of the program being brought to you by Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. The Bill Michaels pepperoni melt, extra mayo, extra cheese, all good. Cider Radio Joe cheese curds. That will make your day. That can be life-changing, my friends. It is oh so good. But here's the best part. You can buy one, get one. I'll tell you how. Take any 3 non-perishable food items to any Cousin Subs in your vicinity. Take it in, drop it off. They'll give you a buy one, get one on a 7.5-inch sub. Or they'll give you a good deal on a pair of Bucks tickets. Not a bad deal. Stop in, give something, get something, and eat some really good stuff and feel even better. That is Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. The official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Don't forget, coming up tonight, we are going to be at Prohibition Cigar Lounge. Looking forward to it over here in Green Bay. And if you can get a chance to come on out, it's $35 to get in. Tickets are going like crazy. And it begins at 5. Gary Ellerson and yours truly, the former Packer and Badger running back, is going to be there with us. Mark Daniels from WNFL here in Green Bay. I'm going to be there kind of telling stories, doing Q&A, pairing cigars and scotches. And even if you don't smoke a cigar and even if you don't drink scotch, come on in, get yourself some cocktails of your choice. We're going to have a great time. Really going to have a great time tonight. Come on in, enjoy yourself, sit down, relax, get that extra day of the weekend in. Come on in tonight over to Prohibition Spirits and Cigars Lounge. And if you want to find out more information about it, go to ProhibitionGB.com. ProhibitionGB.com. Joe Zinzola sat down with, it's not Mr. Irrelevant, but it's a guy on the Brewers minor league roster, major league roster, guy that's trying to make the bigs and just toiling away. He's trying to make a name for himself, right, Joe?
Well, yeah, that's just the problem here, Bill. For those that don't know, Kyle Wren has been in the Brewers organization for the last couple of years, and he's done pretty well. You know, we talk about a surplus of outfielders. We talk about some of the top prospects, even Lewis Brinson, who just got traded away, and now you see what the Brewers have done here with Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich. You know, there's this big logjam, and there's talk that Keon Broxton and Brett Phillips may not make the team. You've got another guy that's been in big league camp the entire time, Kyle Wren. He is the son of Frank Wren, the former general manager of the Braves. He's now in the Boston Red Sox organization, so he's got a nice history of family. He's a really good guy, but see, the thing that we talked about is, you know, you work so hard, you get to this point in your career, you get to the big league camp, you're being able to stay throughout, and yet there's so many guys in front of you, even if you are doing well, which he is in spring training, It is frustrating. We talked a little bit about that. Here's my conversation with Brewers outfielder Kyle Wren.
How would you assess your spring training so far?
I think it's gone well. You know, I feel like I'm seeing the ball well. I think that's like the biggest thing when you come into spring training is, you know, the results and your batting average stuff are nice, but you kind of just, you want to make sure by the end of spring you're seeing the ball well, tracking the ball well, feel like you're having good at bat. So on that end, I feel like I'm seeing the ball really well, and you know, luckily I've been putting some decent barrel on the ball too and got some hits and some big situations, so it's been good.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting these opportunities in late game situations, late inning situations, and it's really good to see. Does guys like Craig Counsell give you a little advice or encouragement, or to say, hey, you know, good job today, you know, it's good to see?
Oh yeah, all the time. I mean, I feel like they do a really good job of giving you good feedback, whether you did something wrong or you did something right. They're always letting you know. Yeah, I think me and, you know, Nate Orff, we like to sit by Counsell and Murph and all those guys in the dugout during the game and kind of just talk baseball and maybe game situations. And so in that regard, I think they do a really good job.
Have you had a chance to really get to know Lorenzo Cain, Christian Yelich? Because, I mean, these guys right now are really going to help turn this franchise around and get them going into, you know, higher levels here.
Yeah, I mean, well, we do outfield drills every day together. So I've gotten a chance to know both of them. They're both really good guys, obviously really good baseball players. And so it's fun to watch guys that, you know, you've been watching on TV for a while. And, yeah, I mean, they go about their work the right way. I think it's kind of a cliche thing to say, but, like, that's something you find with most guys who have had successful big league careers is that they get all their, you know, pregame work and postgame stuff in, and it can make sure their bodies are healthy, stuff like that. So, yeah, the experience from just hanging around them and kind of talking to them and seeing how they work has been huge.
What does it mean? Again, we're talking with Brewers outfielder Kyle Wren. What does it mean to be now here in this clubhouse with these big leaguers and really taking in the atmosphere, the mood, the messages that Craig Counsell is telling the team, being connected? What does that all mean? What's that like?
I mean, I think it solidifies in your mind that you know, you're an option for them at whatever point in the season. You know, it's funny because, you know, I've grown up around baseball for a long time, and so I've been around Major League Baseball with my family. And to be in a big league clubhouse for spring training for the first time, it's just like for everybody else. It's a dream come true. The funny thing is I know most of these guys because I've been in AAA, you know, last couple of years, and a lot of these guys are guys who 2 years ago were in AAA, not even in the big league. So, like, I know a lot of these guys. And so it's definitely, there's some veteran guys who lead the right way, but it's also a bunch of my friends that I've been playing with for the last 3 years, so it's exciting in both those ways.
How tough is it though with all the talent that there is in the outfield right now, and you're trying to make the team, trying to get a spot, and yet there's a lot of depth there, and it's really hard to pull that off. Is it frustrating at all? How tough is that?
I mean, there's no question it's frustrating. I mean, you look at the depth chart now, and it's like, you know what, I'm probably sixth or seventh on the depth chart when it comes to guys that, you know, if guys go down, who will get called up next. And, you know, it'd be easy to dwell on that and kind of look at it as a dire situation and a place where I think I'll never get an opportunity. But I just got to have a good attitude about it, keep working hard, keep putting up numbers, and hopefully, you know, whatever happens, and then I'll get my shot. And then if I get my shot, I do a well enough job to stay up here. So, yeah, it's a tough situation, no doubt. It can be frustrating at times, but at the end of the day, you just got to kind of keep grinding.
Well, baseball is a crazy game, and weirder things have happened. You know, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, it's all of a sudden, that's like a couple years ago, like two or three guys collided in the outfield, and all of a sudden, like three guys, and like, that's not, obviously I'm not wishing for people to get hurt, like, but that's just how baseball is. And so it's just, you know, hopefully you're playing well, and who knows, something happens, whether it's a trade or an injury or whatever happens, and like I said, you get your opportunity and you do well.
Brewers outfielder Kyle Wren. Kyle, hopefully we'll see you soon, man. Good luck to you, and hopefully things continue to trend upward, man. Keep it up.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
There you go. That's Kyle Wren and Joe Zenzola. Joe, good guy, man. I mean, he's not hoping for injuries, but obviously he's hoping for an opportunity, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. And, yeah, baseball is a crazy game. You just never know. You know, you feel like you're stocked at one position, and you feel like, well, you know, they've got so many guys, you're good. And then you get into situations where it's like guy after guy after guy gets injured, and then guys that you would never expect to be at the big league level actually make it. And yeah, you're rooting for guys like Kyle Wren because think about it. Put yourself in his shoes for a second. You've worked your way all the way up to this. You get your chance, and yet there's so many guys in front of you, and now you really can't do anything. I'd like to think at some point Kyle Wren will be on a big league team and he'll be playing in the majors. Right now, though, it's just going to be really tough. There's just so many outfielders, and coming out next hour, we'll talk with Brett Phillips because Brett Phillips is in the same boat, and he's struggling this spring training too, so he's not doing himself any favors trying to make the team, but Brett Phillips is another guy that you want to see at some point. The question is, when?
Top of the hour, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk with Pete Doherty at the bottom of the next hour. We're going to talk some Green Bay Packer football, the Press Gazette, and PackersNews.com. And, well, you know what? We've got some NCAA tournament action getting underway tonight. Also, like Joe said, we're going to hear from Brett Phillips. We got a lot yet to go. We're broadcasting live here in Green Bay. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!